Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
We'd like to welcome everybody back to the Football is Family podcast. This isn't the show. This is going to be a special show, and I'll explain it to you in just a second. But before I get into that, you know, this is the Thanksgiving time of year, and I want y'all to be thankful for, you know, the things that you've been given and blessed with in this world. If you're a God believer, then God bless you. If you believe that people have given to you, you feel grateful for that. Just find ways to feel thankful this year. Find ways to feel thankful. That's what Football's Family is all about. I want you to feel thankful for, you know, enjoying a game that we all love. I want you to be thankful for having people close by that enjoy it as well. So I wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. And I'm going to explain what this next show is about in just a second. But before I do, I have a friend of the show, Kevin Bryant. He is an author, and he's written a book called Spies of on the Sidelines, and I've been reading over it. Pretty good book so far. Pretty good book. I haven't finished it yet. I started on my master's degree from Heritage Christian University, and that has pretty much taken up all my time lately. And I'm waiting for my final grade from one of my classes, and a friend of mine sent me Tom Petty singing "Waiting is the Hardest Part." And I don't think that's at all funny. You just want the score. You want your final grade to come in. So if you've ever been there, you understand what I'm doing. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. As the holiday season is fast approaching and you're scrambling for present ideas for yourself and your loved ones, consider former guest Kevin Bryant's book, Spies on the Sidelines, The High Stakes World of NFL Espionage. The book explains how NFL teams go about spying and collecting information on their opponents in order to gain a game day advantage. It contains anecdotes from every NFL team, including the Titans, I hate to say, and it will help any football lover gain a better understanding of the game. It's available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. Now, Kevin has given me the option of giving out two, and I'm showing the number two on Zoom here, like you can see it over the podcast. But he's given me two codes to give away for audiobooks, so I have a chance to give away two audiobooks. Now, here is how we're going to do this. We're going to have a little bit of fun. Now, y'all know who my favorite group is in music. It's the Dave Matthews Band. I want you, if you want to get this, and I'll know by the timestamps, whenever you send a message to me at Jeremy_McFarland on Twitter, just direct message me. And if you get the right answer and you're the first two people to do that, I will give you the codes for that. Tell me what year and what album was the song Crush by Dave Matthews released. On what album it was released and what year that album was released. If you can do that and get back to me, I will give you, if you're the first two to do this, I'll give you a digital copy. Basically, it's an audio book. I'll give you a free audio book of The Spies on the Sidelines. That's it. You know, we're going to have a little fun with this. It doesn't necessarily always have to be football. But back to this. This is my third Thanksgiving where I've been hosting a podcast, and I've been blessed by doing this. I've enjoyed every bit of it. This is something that I wanted to do for a long time. And thanks to Arnie and everybody else at the Sports History Network, I've got the chance to do it. I'm very grateful for that. each year on Thanksgiving, I wanted to release something very special, a part of me that I don't always get to say thank you to, my family. 3 years ago, the first year I did this, my dad was the interview guest. Last year, my wife, my two daughters, and my son, they were interviewed. Now, I wanted my wife to do this, and she really didn't want to do it, but she did it anyway. But as everyone here knows, or if you don't know, May 25th, my son committed suicide. I walked in on him. I had to break the door down and had to knock the door down in order to get in there to see my 17-year-old son that I remember when he came out. I held him. I was the first to hold him. And I was the last to hold him. Today, I'm going to release, and I say today, this is Tuesday, when this comes out, I'm going to re-release that interview. It means a lot more to me today than it did when it first came out. Now, tonight, in about 2.5 hours, I'm going to interview my mother. And that'll come out on Thursday. But what I want you to do right now is, if you're listening to this, I want to thank you for that. I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to have any type of audience for me rambling on at times about football. But this is special to me. I want you to say, tell your family you love you. And if you're having problems with family, you know, find somebody that you do appreciate and let them know you're thankful for that. If you're struggling with mental health, please get help. Try to get help. Try to do the best you can to get help. Do not fight this by yourself. You're not alone. And again, if you ever need to talk to anybody, message me at Jeremy_McFarland. I will listen. I will listen. I don't have to say anything. I will listen. You can tell me anything. That's what I'm here for. So in just a second, I'm going to re-air the one that came out last year on Thanksgiving. I appreciate your time, and we'll see y'all in a couple days.
Welcome to Football is Family, a podcast dedicated to the fan and fan experience. My name is Jeremy McFarland, and I want to look at the positives behind what makes football so enjoyable to watch and follow. I want to know why you are a fan of your team, of a player, or an era of football. Whether the pros, college, or high school, I want to hear and share your stories and your love for the game. If you want to be part of this podcast, please message me on Twitter at Jeremy_McFarland or on Facebook at the Football is Family Facebook page.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
I'd like to welcome you back to Football is Family. Today is a special day. It is our Thanksgiving Day episode. Last year, I had my dad on. This year, I've got a little bit more, a few more guests. Would you all like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
Hi, I'm Harmony.
And I'm Connor.
And they are the
McFarlands.
That was not practice. That was just a spur of the moment thing there. This is my family. And you know, the funny thing is I had to go across the street to get to the office to interview them. They're at home. I'm at my office on Zoom right now. This is how I guess Zoom works in COVID time. But I wanted to have them on and share some stories with you about Thanksgiving, because this year in 2021 in Waverly, Thanksgiving means a lot more. Just a few months ago, and if y'all heard on our on a previous podcast I did, we had a flash flood in town, and several people were hurt, and it kind of makes you take pause and to be grateful and be thankful for what you have been given. And today I wanted to share my best blessings with y'all. And to start, I'm going to talk with my partner in crime for 18 years. This is Katie. Katie, are you there?
I am.
Now we're going to try to tie in a little football, but I want you to talk about some of your Thanksgiving stories. See, I have blessed, and this is how I'm going to put it. I have blessed Katie with several Titans games, whether she wanted to or not. Most of them were against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Correct.
But we did see Derrick Henry run 99 yards. We did see that.
Yes, we did. It was impressive, too.
It was very impressive. But see, here's the thing. When I met Katie, my family's very quiet, well, for the most part, for Thanksgiving. We're not very loud. There's not that many of us. So when I went to her family for the first time for Thanksgiving, I got a little bit overwhelmed. Do you want to tell everybody why?
I am the baby of seven girls, so I have six sisters, and then when you add in their spouses and all of their children, I guess it can be a little overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit, just a little bit, and that's, you know, I'm used to it now, but then, whew. But do you have any stories, any Thanksgiving stories, or anything you want to talk about for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of year. I like to see the color changes and feel the cooler temperatures, spend time with family. What's not to love about overeating tons of your favorite foods? I always remember football being on the television, no matter whose house we're at, whether we used to host it at our home when I was younger. And then as we got older, we branched out to one of my sister's homes, and football is always on the TV. Somebody's always yelling at it. And depending upon, somebody's probably always getting reamed about one team or another. I just always remember Thanksgiving being a good time. I have many, many nephews and nieces of whom I'm very proud. Some of them actually played high school football as well. They all, of course, are particular and partial to their favorite teams. And like I said, so that's what we usually wind up totally giving each other a hard time about.
We've seen a lot this year. Katie's on the front line, as we all are, on things that when you see what people have lost and where people are. Do you have any words of wisdom for people when it comes to being thankful?
Put me on the spot, why don't you?
Well, yeah, all right. That's the whole goal.
You know, when it comes to being thankful, I think you should just always remember where you're at, who you are, who you love and why you love them. And just to be thankful for the many, many, many material blessings that we have, because there are so many who are without. And as I've witnessed firsthand, especially this year, there are many who have lost it all. So just appreciate every moment you're given. I know that sounds cliche, but when you see the things we've seen this year, it's very, very much the truth.
I encourage you to go back. It was August, late August, and if you hadn't heard the episode about the flood, to do so, go on to just Google Waverly Flood 2021, and you'll see what we're talking about. But it's things like this that I can tell you how much my life is better because of Katie. I mean, I don't know where I would be without her, and I don't ever want to think about that. I'm blessed to have her. And not only am I blessed to have her, of course, my dad said that that's the best thing that I've gotten in my life, gotten my life right. So, hey, he knows what he's talking about. But
thanks, Papa.
Yeah. But not only am I blessed to have her, but I've got three more people who share my last name. Let's go and talk. Who's next on the list here?
I guess that'd be Connor.
Connor.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. Just dealing with some dogs at the moment.
Well, Connor here is my 16-year-old son who's in the band. Let me tell you,
Excuse me. Let me tell you a little bit about Connor. If you heard, if you heard me, I came on Arnie's show, the Football History Dude, and I told a story a couple of years ago or 3 years ago. I got tickets, just spur of the moment tickets, to go see the Titans play the Texans. Never seen the Texans play. And Connor went with me. So we drove all the way up to Nashville, got there by the second quarter, got in our seats, and we're watching the game. And my son said, "Can I watch your phone?" My son, driving up to Nashville to see the Titans play, he said, "Can I watch your phone?" But this guy right here has played in Nissan Stadium and was actually featured. Well, he had a lot of FaceTime on CBS this morning playing for the band. Can you tell me some football stories, Connor, if you have any?
Well, a lot of them tend to be about our band director yelling about the flags that should have been thrown and all of the penalties that should have been called. But when it comes to it, probably the most memorable times are whenever we're out there playing pep band and it's below freezing and we're sitting there, our fingers are about to fall off, and then we start playing the fight song whenever they score a touchdown, and then we play it twice again whenever they get the kick, the field goal, the extra points there.
What has this year been like for you?
This year's been pretty rough. We got knocked out of school for a little over a month because of the flood. And then everything was wonky after that because we had to wait for everything to get rearranged. And all of the middle schoolers got pushed into the same school as the high schoolers. So we didn't have as much room to move around. That kind of.
And his sister is there at the high school a year early. And I'm sure that's not fun.
Walking past her in the halls.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, Connor and I had an experience, and I mentioned this before, but I want to mention it again. Connor and I were trying to help people move some things that Sunday after the flood. And we knocked on a guy's door and we didn't know where he was. So we walked in and said, "Can we help you?" Well, a guy had a gun on him. He was wearing jean shorts, no shirt, and a gun on him. And I thought, well, this is not where we need to be right now. That was an interesting experience.
He kind of turned around and looked at it. He's like, "What do you want?" And we were like, "Hey, do you need any help?" And
do you have any Thanksgiving stories for me?
Most of the time, because like my mom said, the house in Georgia, where we go for Thanksgiving most of the time, is very rowdy. There are a lot of people there, well over 40 or 50 people at any given time sometimes. And just kind of going there and seeing everybody is a pretty memorable thing, because there's so many people and you get to talk to all of them that you don't normally get to talk to, and you get to eat good food and overeat good food, get it to where your stomach's screaming at you, and then you've always got the football game on in the background because you got to have your Thanksgiving football going.
But you have to have something to help your food settle.
Well, sometimes it doesn't help the food settle because people are jumping up and waving their arms around, cheering.
This year, Connor and I are going to be in Tennessee while the girls will be down in Georgia, so we'll have to eat some turkey for them this year.
Oh, yeah, we got to. Eating plenty of turkey already. Let's get some more down.
Right. Well, I've been trying for a while to get Connor on my podcast. Now he is. So, Connor, who is next on the list?
Well, I think that'd probably be Kelsey.
All right.
And here she is right now.
Hi.
Hello. This is my 13-year-old daughter, Kelsey. She is a cheerleader for
both the football team and the basketball team. And she has actually helped me with coordination. I could do that clappy stuff that you guys do. What's this year been like for you, sweetheart?
It's been very hectic. To say the least. Well, the flood, and it's very sad seeing all the people that have lost all their stuff. And it feels good to help.
It's times like this that kind of make you feel a lot more grateful for what you do have, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, tell me, do you have a football story for us?
Well, there's plenty of them, but there's always, like my brother said, there's always a football game going on no matter where we are for Thanksgiving. And then you yelling at the TV, you yelling at the Titans to go.
Yeah. It hurts me what they did Sunday. It really did. But, you know, I'm trying to raise them right, raise them Titans fans. And I think it might be working. Who knows? But what's some Thanksgiving memories that you have?
Well, there's always eating all the best food. There's times where we are at your parents' house or mom's house, or this year we're going to Georgia for Thanksgiving. There's always just different memories for different places. But
are you looking forward to it?
I am, but I'm going to miss being with you guys.
See, we have Zoom. We have FaceTime. But it's not the same, I understand.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Now, you got to put on this little girl, the next one.
Oh, and that would be Harmony.
Hello.
This is my 8-year-old daughter here. Now, before we ask you some questions, Harmony, I want to give everybody a little bit of a heads up here. This young lady right here came into our lives. What day was that, Katie? What day exactly was that?
November 26th. This year will be 7 years.
This year will be 7 years that Harmony has been in our lives. The day before Thanksgiving, my wife and my mother picked her up, brought her to Hurricane Mills, and then we subjected her to my family the day after that. So she got to see it all pretty much. But 7 years we would have had Harmony in our lives, and we've been grateful for it now. Can you tell me, Harmony, what are you thankful for?
My parents and getting together and seeing family.
Family. You looking forward to going to Georgia? Good. What do you think you're going to do when you're down there?
Probably hang out and maybe play games and eat turkey and dressing and chocolate.
But if there's chocolate there, you have to save some for me.
Chocolate gravy.
Oh, chocolate gravy. Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me, do you have any Thanksgiving memories you want to share?
I remember when I was young, the first day when I went to go see my cousin Christy, she cried and cried when she met me.
You were, Harmony, you were prayers answered, sweetheart. And then just a few months later, we were able to adopt you, give you our last name, and share you to the world. We're grateful for that. But it was the day before Thanksgiving, 7 years ago, that we were able to bring her into our lives. And that's one of those Thanksgiving memories that you can't forget. I mean, today we have traditions, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Harmony, for sharing that with us. And we have traditions. We have traditions at the McFarland family. Today we watch Garfield and Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. We watch the Macy's Day Parade.
We watch football.
We watch all the games. But y'all just take a moment Thursday, or every day really, but take a moment Thursday. Be grateful, be thankful for what you have and who you have, and take a moment to say thank you
for all that you do have. Like we said earlier today, earlier than this, 20 people lost their lives during the flood. You don't know about tomorrow. Take advantage of the time that you have. Enjoy the time that you have and be grateful for it. I want to thank y'all for listening to the Footballers Family Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving.
This podcast is sponsored by Play Classic Sports Simulation Board Games, spelled with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y. Realistic board game recreations of professional football, hockey, baseball, NASCAR, golf, and more. They cover 9 sports in all, with a 10th, basketball, coming in 2022. You can relive great sessions of the past, create what-if matchups from different eras, and much more. It's fun. So if you're into sports history, you should check them out. That's Play with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y, classic.com. And don't forget to use the code SHN at checkout and get 10% off your first order.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday and Thursday and Monday and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
And we have a new sponsor here at the Footballers Family Podcast. It's Manscaped. Support for the Footballers Family Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 5 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code FAMILY at manscaped.com. The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside the package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop revival toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the future of grooming, and I dare say the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and it also has a 400K LED spotlight you need for a more precision shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. And you thought that was good, but wait till you take your grooming game to another level. The Performance Package 4.0 includes the Weed Whacker nose and hair ear hair trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides proprietary safe skin technology, which help reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. The Crop Preserver below the waist deodorant and the Crop Reviver below the waist toner will change the way you approach your daily hygiene. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with code FAMILY. That's get 20% off and free shipping with code FAMILY at manscaped.com. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tool with Manscaped.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.